Wisconsin's state capitol was targeted with bomb threats yesterday. It's Thursday, January 4th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a Dane County judge ruled that Wisconsin clerks can count absentee ballots that are missing some witness address information. And in northern Wisconsin, outdoor enthusiasts and businesses are trying to make the best of little to no snow in the region. Danielle Kading will have more. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin's state capitol was one of several around the country targeted with bomb threats yesterday. A spokesperson for the Department of Administration said the Wisconsin State Capitol Police were aware of what they called a generic email. They also said police had taken additional safety measures. The Capitol did remain open throughout the day yesterday, but several state houses were evacuated after receiving the threats, including those in Michigan and Minnesota. The FBI, in a written statement to NPR, called the numerous incidents, quote, hoax threats. Wisconsinites frustrated about a patchwork of local laws on keeping chickens could find relief from the state legislature. Robert DeAndrea has more on a push to allow up to 4 birds per property.
Many of Wisconsin's cities allow backyard chickens. Madison increased the number a homeowner can keep to 8 this year. Other cities allow up to 4 or 6, but some places like West Allis ban chickens entirely, and some counties require a property owner to have at least an acre of land. Emma Schmidt lives on a third of an acre in Manitowoc County. She was surprised she was told her property isn't big enough for chickens. She says she had 5 or 6 hens when she lived in Rock County.
They're pretty good at keeping the bugs down, keeping the weeds away, stuff like that. And plus, they're just great to have around.
The bill would allow local governments to ban roosters. Municipalities could also require permits and mandate that neighbors be notified before acquiring the birds. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Dane County judge has ruled that election clerks can count absentee ballots that are missing some witness address information. Circuit Court Judge Ryan Nelsestoon ruled that while state law requires absentee ballot envelopes to have witness addresses, there isn't clarity on what information must be included. He also ruled that rejecting ballots because of, quote, trivial defects violates the Federal Civil Rights Act. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald says prior to the ruling, clerks around the state have been using different approaches.
Right now there isn't enough clarity, and I think hopefully this lawsuit can provide that. If it gets appealed, which I expect, to the state Supreme Court, we can get one standard.
The ruling conflicts with a 2022 decision out of Waukesha County that found clerks cannot fill in missing witness address information on absentee ballots. In Neil Sestoon's opinion on Tuesday, he said the earlier ruling had led to the rejection of more than 2,000 ballots in the 2022 election. Fewer pedestrians were killed by vehicles in Wisconsin last year, according to preliminary data from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Margaret Faust has more.
59 pedestrians died in crashes in 2023, compared to 72 people the year before. That's a decline of 18%. David Papps is the director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety with the state. He says data is still being collected, and it's not clear what fueled the decline, but he thinks it may be because drivers and pedestrians are changing their behavior.
We're trying to make safer people, safer roads, and safer vehicles, and part of that is safer speeds. So hopefully people are slowing down and they are paying more attention.
Experts say more work needs to be done. Cities can add speed bumps. Drivers can put their phones away, and pedestrians can wear brighter clothes, especially at night. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Homicides in Milwaukee dropped for the first time in 4 years last year, but local leaders say the city's murder rate is still far too high. Homicides declined by 21% from 2022 to 2023. That's according to preliminary data from the Milwaukee Police Department. Non-fatal shootings were also down 4% last year. Even so, the city is still seeing more homicides than it did before the COVID-19 pandemic. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says there's more work to be done.
it's our intention to keep pushing our message and to keep building relationships and to keep pushing those numbers down.
Milwaukee started its Safer City MKE initiative last year, aimed at keeping kids off the streets during the summer. The 2024 budget also includes money aimed to hire at least 15 more police officers. Organizers of North America's largest cross-country ski race are trying to make the best of little to no snow in northern Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, the 50th annual American Birkebeiner ski race is set to be held at the end of February.
More than 40,000 skiers and spectators are expected to take part in the race week, but for now, there's no snow. Ben Pop with the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation says crews have been making snow around the clock to reopen a small stretch of trail. Pop says they have a plan to make snow for as much as 10 kilometers of the 50-kilometer race.
We have some calendar dates marked that, okay, if snow still doesn't come, let's start building this huge cache of snow that we can then start to build that additional trail should we need it come the end of February.
Berkey officials have only canceled the race twice due to a lack of snow. Climate scientists have found that winter has warmed twice as fast as other seasons in Wisconsin. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, a public memorial service will be held for former U.S. Senator Herb Cole on January 12th in Milwaukee. Cole died December 27th at the age of 88. He served four terms in the Senate before retiring in 2013. He was also known for his leadership of his family's business, the Cole's Grocery and Department Stores, as well as his philanthropy and his ownership of the Milwaukee Bucks. Cole purchased the Bucks in 1985 to ensure they stayed in the city. He owned the team through 2014. His memorial service will be held at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum. Cole was key to developing the stadium, contributing $100 million towards its construction. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today, as usual, are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Appreciate you tuning in. We'd also appreciate if you'd hit that subscribe button or leave us a review or even tell a friend. It does help spread the word. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.